Welcome to the Harvest Word Assembly, the city of refuge, where all can find and dwell in God's love, where destinies are aligned and lives are transformed by the raw, undiluted power of God. Under the leadership of Prophet Gbenga Shafe, we gather today not just for service, but for an encounter. Get ready, heaven is open, the word is alive, and your miracle is now.
Pastor Oba is right here. He pastors the church. And I'm out of Bulaway. And Pastor Mark came with me from Kaduna. He's one of my personal assistants. So I'm sure Pastor Oba is praying that, Holy Spirit, please keep it short. Amen. Zechariah 9:11, just a short word. For thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit where there is no water. Friends, you know, sometimes you find yourself, maybe in your family, maybe in your personal life, you find yourself in challenging situations. And many Christians will say, if the Lord is with me, why am I going through this? But I'm here to announce to you this morning that every pit cannot defy the covenant in the blood of Jesus. In Genesis 15, if you read it, God told Abraham, take some animals to represent me. And they cut those animals in pieces. And, you know, back in the day, when you made a covenant, you would cut animals, their blood would be poured out as a sign that you are willing to give your blood for the sake of the other person. Amen. Make an oath. When Jesus went to the cross, He went there as the Son of God and as the Son of Man. He represented the covenant. Si Christo Paranania. So his blood, don't worry about that. That jumps out from time to time. His blood being poured out. Amen. His blood being poured out. He was saying, I will give my life to bring you deliverance. I don't know what your problem is this morning, but God has poured out his blood for you. And I would like to remind you that when the blood was poured out, because it was the blood of God, no altar in the universe could take that blood. No altar on earth could take that blood. No altar in the atmospheric heaven could take that blood. No altar in the stellar heavens could take that blood. The only altar that could take the blood of Jesus was the mercy seat in heaven, which means God has put blood in your name on the highest altar in the universe. Therefore, no lower altar of disease, premature death, family curses, all employment, every kind of altar that has been raised, none of them can take you in 2026. Amen. Is there an amen in the house of the Lord today? Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you are here this morning and you have irritation or partial hearing or deafness in any of your ears, something is wrong with your ear at all. Is there anyone like that? Something in your ear, something is doing your ear. It's not okay. Can you just raise your hand quickly? Don't be shy. I'm picking up that signal in the spirit. Let me repeat myself. Anything with your ear at all. Child, adults, come up. Come up to me quickly. Come. All right. Which of the ears is worrying you, my son? This one. So what is the problem? Sometimes you just don't hear anything. Which of your ears is worrying you? This one. All right. Your ear will open now. All right. Di Christo Paranaya, sir. Jivaratas. Oh, somebody hold this mic. Barakas. Loose in Jesus' name. Loose in Jesus' name. So, examine it. Examine your ear. You say you are not hearing well, huh? All right, block the good one. Block the good one. Turn. Anything I say, you say. Say Jesus.
Jesus.
Say Jesus.
Jesus.
One.
Two.
Two.
Three.
Four.
Four.
Five.
Five.
Hallelujah. Yeah. How's your ear doing? You don't feel any pain?
Yes, sir.
How long have you had this problem?
It comes and goes.
But the
comes
pain is gone. Yeah. How long have you had your own problem? About 5 days now. Give the Lord glory. Come on, somebody. All right, take your seat. Something with your chest or breathing. Something with your chest or breathing. Just stand where you are or raise your hand. Chest, breathing problem. Stand, raise your hand. Quickly. I need to move on. All right. I rebuke that condition in Jesus' name. Okay. So that's a pit. Those guys, that's a pit. Amen? But because Jesus died, you are out of that pit.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
How many of you watch football here? What's your team, my daughter, here? Asana. Oh. What's your team, that young boy? What's your team? I'm trying to hear another name. Oh. Chelsea. Liverpool. Manchester. Enyimba Stars of Aba. Okay. You know in soccer, when your number comes up, you got to leave the field. They substitute you. When you are substituted, you go and sit down. You get a drink. You relax. Somebody enters for you. Now, you cannot take the substitute and the substituted at the same time. Let me repeat myself. You cannot take the substitute and the substituted at the same time. That means your card cannot come up and somebody enter, then you go and enter. Even if your name is Ronaldo or Messi or Osimhen or Odegaard, whatever it is. You think I'm an Arsenal fan, but I was preaching in Odegaard's hometown in Norway some time ago, you know. And the pastor said, that boy comes, he's born again. That guy is born again. Anyway, so you cannot take the substitute and the substituted. Jesus is your substitute. He did not die as a martyr. A martyr dies for conviction. But Jesus was your substitute. That means he entered and you came out. So anything Jesus has paid for, because his death was your death, identification. Whatever he has died for, you can say no to it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So in 2026, Jesus died so you will not die under a trailer. In 2026, Jesus died to make you the head and not the tail. In 2026, abundance is in your blood. Increase is in your blood. That is a palpitation of the heart. I rebuke that thing of hell in the name of Jesus right now. You didn't stand up, but you will not experience it again.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, friends, there's power in the blood. There's power in the blood. Some years ago, our ministry was still very young back then. Let me give my pastor this one before I over preach. And Pastor Oba is praying. Daddy, let's go. We're going to do a crusade in Kafanchan Stadium. Missy was young. We had borrowed drums from the coppers. We borrowed bus. Everything was borrowed. My evangelists and the team left before us. Just left. But the driver was driving like Jehu. You know Jehu in the Bible? It was crazy. Just flying. I left 1 hour after them. But I was in my car. I couldn't catch them. I couldn't see them. By the time I got to where they were, I saw that the drum set, the bus had somersaulted many times. I even was passing them, so I saw the drum. I said, these are our people. And people were injured. But the tragedy was that my evangelist, Michael Oho, had been killed. And the body was put, it was still in the bush. So when I got there, I was very angry with God. I know you never get angry with God, but I did. I said, God, what's going on? You say we should go and do crusade. Eh? Here we are going to do the crusade, spent a lot of money. And my evangelist is killed. So in that state, as I told brethren, people with cuts and wounds, let's begin to pray. So we began to pray. I was really not praying. I was just praying because I was confused. Anybody ever pray that kind of prayer? God, how for do? The whole thing was just pandemonium. I was just praying. And we kind of made a circle around the body. This was an hour plus had gone by this time. And as we were praying, I had the Lord say to me, you can call him back. I said, get thee behind me, Satan. The second time, I had the Lord say, you can call him back. I started thinking, I said, what? I have no power of my own. If God says you can call him back, then God is going to back me up. I have no power of my own. When I made up my mind to do it, the moment I said, in the name of Jesus, Michael, another faith gripped me. The kind of faith that will not take no for an answer. And I said, in the name of Jesus, Micah, I command you. And then, and people ran. People ran. Everybody ran back. The guy came back. This convention in November, he was there. He was giving that testimony again. What I'm trying to tell you is that where you are seated today is far above every principality and power. You are the highest human being in your family. You are seated at the highest possible level, far above every demon that has harassed your family. And if you begin to speak what Jesus has, he will celebrate it to Sire. Sita, bro, who is that woman there? Come. Just quickly, I'm rounding this up. You begin to exercise your authority. I don't know who you are, but as I looked at you, at your lower back, it's not a physical condition. I saw something like a machete cut. It's like you have been wounded by life. Something has happened. Someone just turned around. That something has happened in your life. There was a big challenge, a big pain, a big tragedy, more or less. Hey, last satire. The Lord said, I bring you out of that pit today. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a reversal of destiny. Let there be healing, emotional healing. The Lord will compensate you. The Lord will compensate you. The Lord will compensate you in the name of Jesus. Who is that woman there? Come up quickly. Baraka Sakristo Porobidia. Stretch your hands towards her. Everybody stretch your hands towards her. Shut up. As you stood up, I saw another hand on your left shoulder. And that hand just gave you a gentle push like this. And the Lord said, where things have been stagnant, and it has looked like you are in limbo, I can see like strings like this. Just, Lord, is this how I'm going to remain? I reverse that story this morning. In the name of Jesus, what has run in the family as a stigma, I take it off you. In the name of Jesus. And in the realm of the spirit, I saw you leap forward. The Lord said there's a leaping forward. It was not a step, it was a leaping forward. Lift your hand and say, I receive that in Jesus' name. All right, everybody lift your hand as I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everybody. Shakarito Sekristea, under the sound of my voice this morning, that they will come out of every pit where they have been put into. They will come out of every pit. This is my daughter here. This is my daughter here. I see emotional lines on you. Some things have happened that were painful, maybe relationally or whatever. But the Lord says, I'm wiping them off.
Amen.
I'm wiping them off.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, let 2026 be the best year of their lives. Do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. In the name of Jesus. As for your ministry, the Lord said it will be significant this year. It will be significant this year. God will begin to bring people into this place with resources, with substance, with substance, with substance. I saw a lean purse turned to a bag. So abundance is coming. Abundance is coming. There are people standing here who suddenly find themselves at levels they never dreamt was possible. The children will begin to bring in the harvest. Father, I declare it over this house this morning. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Give a Lord praise, somebody.
You have received the word, and heaven has marked your moment. This week, you will move in divine speed, divine favor, and undeniable testimonies. Go forth as a proof of prophecy. For more information, visit our website at www.theharvestword.org. See you again, and until then, keep soaring.